Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Sunday, first day of the week. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Lottie Dottie, thank you, thank you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. What a wonderful day it is. It's beautiful outside. The sun is shining, and the world just keeps on turning. It just keep on turning. There ain't nothing else you can do but roll with it, because it's going to keep on rolling no matter what happens. It's amazing, I'm telling you. Utterly amazing. You know, you can have disasters going on around you, but it just keeps on turning. And we just keep on going. So, you know, we learn how to roll with it because we understand that this is bigger than us. You know, you think about it for a while, and you try to pay attention to it for a little while, but after a while, it can be too much. It's like, look, this is the God stuff. I can't even get in the middle of this. Too much. Too much. You know, but we do have each other. We can talk about regular, normal, everyday life stuff. You know, the stuff that involves us. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. You know, because the other stuff, you know, when you watch the other stuff jumping off, you know, there's a reason for everything. Nothing happens without a reason. Oh, bless his name. I hope y'all getting this, because I'm saying a whole lot without saying nothing at all. You know, there's a reason for everything. Oh, yes. You know, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to watch our Elohim at work. You know, sometimes he got to turn our life upside down for us to get our attention. He do. He step in and turn your whole life upside down to get your attention, but it's okay. Because you got to do that to let you know he is in control. He is the boss. He is the boss, and he's running it. And nobody else is going to run it, and nobody's going to do what they want to do. You're going to do what he tells you to do, whether you realize it or not. And that's the powerful part about it. It goes for humans, gods, angels, everybody. You're going to do what he tells you to do. All praise and bless his high and holy name. You know, folks kill me acting like they in control. Honey, you ain't running nothing. Let me say that again. You are not running nothing. You might think you are, but you ain't running nothing. Bless his name. At any time, he'll step into your program and shake it loose. But see, the beautiful part about it is he'll put it back together to let you know he in charge. He in charge. Oh, you thought you was in charge. You thought you was in charge. Oh, okay, well, let me give you a new fact. He in charge. So he just wants you to know that. You know, man really think they running something. It's like, you know, I just don't know. You know, all praises to his high and holy name. He is worthy to be praised. Hello, Israel. Shalom, shalom, the children of Israel. Shalom, shalom, the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites. Shalom, everybody. It's a beautiful day. Shalom, shalom, shalom. You know, that's all I can say. It's a beautiful day. Yes, it is. You know, we are the children of Israel. We're the descendants of Jacob, from the 12 sons of Jacob. All praises be to his high and holy name. We're very peculiar people. We are. We're a little strange sometimes, but we still here. You know, we belong to him. And we was with him in heavenly places. Everybody don't understand that. They don't get that. You know, but those that are his know exactly what I'm talking about. The word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul, the spirit, the bone, and the marrow. It is his word that he stands on and that he validates. You know. So I don't want to do all the talking today. Let's have a conversation. What do you want to talk about? Anybody, push one. What you want? If you have a question, comment, you want to start a topic, please push one. Let me know what's going on. We've already talked about current affairs. We already talked about the war going on over in different countries. We talked about that yesterday. You know, we talked about that last Sunday. Let's talk about something else. You know, let's talk about something else. Now, we can talk about going home if y'all want to. Let's talk about going home. It's a beautiful, that's a beautiful topic, to be able to go home in the midst of the trials and the turmoils. Yes, indeed. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you for his holy. Thank you for his holiness. He is the one, the true, and the living Elohim. Because he getting ready to take us home. You know, and I've heard a lot of people give a testimony and prophecies about this and about that and this and that and the other. But Yah, the Most High, said he was going to deliver his people. And we believe that. We stand on that with our whole heart. We do. I know I do. I really do. You know. And I'm going to say this. Don't give up, you guys. I know it can be stressful. I know you're going through a lot, but just hang in there. Hang in there. Don't let go. Things are happening right before our eyes. We just have to trust in the Most High and do what he tells us to do. And be faithful over a few things. He said, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. You got to be faithful. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to be talking to myself. If y'all make me talk to myself, I'm going to cut this show short today. Because somebody push one. Let's have a conversation. Anybody, everybody. I was looking at the different places that are listening to us. And, you know, Russia is the biggest place. And I'm like, wow. You know, besides the United States, you know, and Canada, it's like, wow, this is a lot going on. It's Russia. Oh, bless his name. I see you here, Brother Uriah. I need you for 1 second. I'm going to have to open up your mic. I hope you don't mind. You there? Hello?
I am. I'm here.
All right. Can you hold it down for me a few minutes? I got to go check on something. I'll be right back. You can talk about whatever you want. I'll be back.
All right, Israel. I mean, do y'all have any questions? Or do y'all want to talk about particular topics? Since y'all ain't trying to get y'all to talk. So what can we talk about? I was sitting here listening as I usually do, and I was just doing laundry. So I'm always listening. I'm always doing something on Sunday. So let's talk about something, Israel. What kind of questions do y'all have? Well, I'm preparing a lesson this Thursday, so I'm hoping everybody come this particular Thursday, and I think y'all be really interested. We're going to connect to actually a little bit what's going over in Israel today, in the Gaza area, one of my topics. I'm not going to reveal it now, but there's going to be something going on there. So just talk about what y'all think about the clash yesterday. About what's going on in the United States. I know Sister Yanni said we talked about that yesterday, but as always, you can take another spin on it. As with the wars going on, what does that mean for us here in the United States? Because I'm hearing a lot of things that's going on here in the United States today. So I don't know anything got to do with Trump. Biden, you know, the elections in the United States, how that affecting us going home, who's going to be the one who allow us to go home? I know I'm excited about doing that, going home, so I don't care who does it as long as we get home. Come on, Israel, I know y'all got something to say. I'm not much of a talker, so y'all going to have to help me out a little bit.
All right, hold on.
Are you there?
I'm having everybody
anybody,
push one. Let me let them open their mic.
Yeah,
7,
kind
1,
of quiet
7, your mic is open. 214, your mic is open. And 504, your mic is open.
I don't have anything to say. I was just going to ask Brother Uriah about his book and the process that he went through in writing his book. That was it. That's my question.
Oh, there's a story behind that. Well, when I first waking up, what happened was I was doing a lot of research because I was just astonished about that, you know, the people in America, the black people, was the Hebrew Israelites. So that kind of took me up for a loop. So I started doing a lot of research. And as I was doing the research, I was writing a lot of notes. I had a lot of notebooks around. I had a lot of sticky notes. And I just asked myself, I said, let me just compile this into one book. So that's basically how the process began. And I just started grouping it and then organizing it and putting it in different categories. And before you know it, I had a 400 and something page book, not realizing that it was going to be that much. And I said, my ministry, I know it's going to be geared to those who are just waking up, because it seems like everything I do is helping those people who are waking up. So that's basically the process I took. And then, of course, I found a publisher to do it, and that took a little bit of time. But it was difficult, but not difficult at the same time, because I've never written before. I don't consider myself to be a writer, but I know the Most High has allowed me to do that, because I'm not a writer, And I remember doing that, how the Most High was pushing me and pushing me. There were times where I was not sleeping. I was up 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning just writing and typing. And I haven't been through that process since that time. So I know the Most High wanted me to do what he was asking me to do. So that's basically how that book process went for me. So I was very blessed to be able to do that and share that with our people. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Anybody else? Mary Cole 504.
Yes, I need to ask the lesson of yesterday. It was a very good lesson, very informative, keeping us abreast of what's going on, you know, and how everything is unfolding, you know, the prophecies and all. And like you said, we just, you know, staying in prayer that we be found worthy to make it out of here when the time comes, you know, for the second exodus or what have you. So that was all I wanted to say.
Okay, all right. Code 717.
I want to say I sent you a video of that Iran is bombing all the American facilities that are in Iran, and they said they're not reporting it in America. Nobody's talking about it, so I sent you a video.
Okay, okay. Let me see. All right, thank you so much. I'll get that out. One moment. All right, thank you so much for that.
Man, this is a message to my N-I, letter A's.
Okay, I see that. One moment. Thank you, sis. I appreciate that. Brother Wright, you was doing pretty good. You got more hand raises than I did. Maybe you ought to take over the show.
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do. Now, tell them about the, was it expensive to write the book?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Was it expensive to write the book?
No, not really. I shopped around a little bit and see who had the best price. And as a matter of fact, I found somebody right here in the state of Florida, you know, where I live at. And it wasn't that expensive. I mean, it was worth the money that I put into it because I knew it would touch some people. And I basically didn't have in mind a large audience. I basically was just targeting that book to some friends and family because they kept asking me questions about, you know, being a Hebrew Israelite. Instead of keep telling everybody, I'm just going to, you know, put this information together and share it with them. And then when I came on with the Nation of Yehuda, I told you about it, and it kind of spread from there. But it was never no intentions on doing anything on the broad side. But I was just keeping it very limited. But the Most High has blessed.
Okay, can you give the name of the book and where people can find it?
Yes, the book is actually on Amazon now. If you type in the name of the book, it's called True Israel. And the author's name on the book is Henry W. Barton. If you just type that in on Amazon, it should pop right up.
Okay, so it's on Amazon. It's very inexpensive, and it's well worth the read. It's a very good read, you know, especially for
people to wake up. And some of the topics, if I could share some of the topics in the book, maybe I talk about the people, you know, who the true color of the Israelites are, and I go into, you know, the Messiah's color. I go into Deuteronomy chapter 28 with some of the curses I touch on and how we were scattered. And I connect that to the transatlantic trade slave, and then how we're going to be gathered. Then I talked about Paul and some Israelites that was attached to him and replacement theology. I came into the law, somewhere in the law. And I talked a little bit about Christianity, and I touched on Gentile. So I touched on a little bit of each so that you can jumpstart your own research and go further from there. But the book is just a starter.
All right. Yep. It's so much to learn. You know, it is so much to learn. It's a very good book. I am very, very pleased with it. I'm looking at it right now, you know, so I think it's a very, very good book. And thank you so much for all of your diligence and support and all that. It's a blessing. And the answer to call that the Most High called you to do, because it's a blessing to be obedient, you know. Bless his holy name. Yeah, so I just wanted to, thank you, Brother Uriah. Is there anything else you want to say before?
No, I have nothing else.
Okay, thank you. I just think that it's great. Thank you guys so much for filling in for me. You know, we're not a very large group, but we're a very powerful group. You know, we have come to the conclusion that it's not in the numbers. You know, and when you have different people reaching out to you from different states and different countries and different things like that, you know, that you're doing your part. You know, and it doesn't take a lot of people. It just takes the right people. You know, the Most High is the one who puts it together. You know, these people that are here that are a part of this team, you know, I may have met them once, but we've been together for years. You know, this is a virtual, the classes are virtual, you know, the connection is virtual, but the bloodline is real, you know, so we all share the same bloodline. We're just scattered all over the world, and, you know, people have been connected from all over the world, and, you know, we thank the Most High for it. It's a blessing to know who you are. It's a blessing to know whose you are in spite of what's going on today, you know, because the things that we see today and all of the people that are trying to analyze why this is happening and why that is happening, we don't have a doubt. All we have is peace because we know that we have to trust in our Elohim. We, you know, when the questions have been answered, there's no room for frustration. You know, when the questions are answered, and the biggest question, I think, for everybody is why. You know how you had a who, what, when, where, and why? I think that's the biggest question for everybody as they become conscious, is why. You know, and I think the number one question before we were conscious was, why are we hated so much? You know, and when you know that and you have the answer to that, you're okay with the situation. You know what it is. The problem comes in when you don't know what it is. So you find yourself in a situation of trying to figure it out. And when the Most High answers the question for you, it's been answered. And then not only does he answer why you're hated, why you're in captivity, he tells you why you're in captivity, what you did and why you're here, you know, and why the world is turned upside down the way it is. So the big why is the biggest, in my opinion, you know. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out here in the world that they don't want to accept the why. They don't. They don't want to accept the why. They won't accept why you're hated and why things are the way they are and why we're on the bottom and why we don't have what everybody else has and why we're not treated as equal and why is it that there's only a certain amount of people that make it big and why is it this and why is it, why are we number one in with health issues? And the biggest thing is the why. It is. And we already have the answers. He laid it out in the book. It's laid out. And one thing he doesn't do, he doesn't hide anything. He doesn't hide anything. He said, everything I've said openly. I haven't hid anything. You know. So, you know, those are the things that we have to come to terms with is the why. And once we do, we're like, okay, well, you know, now what? Then we deal with the when. It's like, okay, so now we know why. So when is all this going to be over with? You know, we know where we at. We know why. Now we know we need to know when. You know, and unfortunately, he has given us bits and pieces of when, but he didn't give it all to us at one time because, you know what, we wouldn't do what it was we was called to do. So he tells us the why, and then the when is out there when the time comes, you know. But the what is what we need to do in the middle, in between the why and the when. And that is we need to live a life of righteousness to the best of our ability. And that's it in a nutshell. That's it for real. So all praises to his high and holy name. So this is what we're doing. So, you know, we keep everything going the way we're supposed to do. We wait on the Most High and we watch the world turn upside down. You know? You watch the world turn upside down. But we keep on praising and serving our Elohim. And there's nothing anybody can do about that. And it's a beautiful situation to be in, to know what's happening. They're marching all over the world right now. And nothing nobody can do about it. They had 30,000 people in Washington, D.C. marching. Yep, they had 30,000 people marching in Washington, D.C. You know, and unfortunately for the Israelites, we can't get 30,000 Israelites to come together to do nothing. You know, and who has it that way? The Most High has it that way. Because it's not time for us to do that. It's not time for that to happen. He has purposely made it that way. You know, so that we can stay focused on what he has called us to do. Because everybody has a job to do. Everybody has a part to play. And if everybody plays their part, when the time comes, the nation will come together. The part of the nation that's in America, it will come together, and his word will be fulfilled. We can't get 30,000 Israelites to march nowhere. But that's because he doesn't want us to. Because there's some things he got to work out first. But all praise is we still can serve him, knowing we serve him to the best of our ability, and we love on him, and we get to know him through his word. And we understand as much as we can of his ways and you know, his the things that he has done and how he operates, and that's what we stand on. We can't do anything else. Everybody has a different thought. Everybody has a different method. Everybody has a different prophecy, fulfillment of prophecy. Everybody is different. But we be obedient and we do what he's called us to do, and that's what he wants us to do. You know, so that's where we are at this point, at this moment in our lives at this time. So, you know, all praises to his name. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be an Israelite. I live a blessed life. It's not perfect. You know, sometimes there's needs. He meets them. You know, sometimes there's issues. We deal with those. You know, sometimes there's illness. He heals those. I live a blessed life. But I live the life that he has required me to live, and he walks me through this life. You know, but you know, as you get older, you know, the things that you deemed was important when you were younger, you have a different take on it. But I still live a blessed life. Because I have something that I didn't realize how important it was until this weekend. I have peace. And everybody don't have it. You know, the world, and I'm serious, you guys, when you start looking at your family members and the way these people are living and how they're always in an uproar and everything is always stressed, oh, my God, oh, this is happening, oh, what's going, you know, and you sitting back looking like, okay, you have a level of peace that the world don't understand. Do we go through death? Yes, we do. Do we go through job loss? Yes, we do. Do we have to deal with all issues in our families? Yes, we do. But there's a peace that we have because we take it to him. And when we take it to him, a thought will drop down in our mind to tell us what to do. Okay, someone will just say, bing, do this. Or an idea will pop and say, do that. The Most High is leading. The Spirit of the Most High is leading and guiding us into all truth, everything. So, you know, it's a lifestyle that we wouldn't trade for anything in the world. You can't pay me to go back to that other stuff. All that fairy tales and dreams and stuff. Everybody was selling a dream. Everybody was selling us a dream, and we was buying it. From the commercials to the TV shows, to the pastors on the pulpit, everybody was selling us a dream. And when you come out of that dream, when you come out of that fairy tale, your whole life changes. It's like, wait a minute, hold up, wait, this is not really what this is. So, you know, it's a blessing that to be have your foundation on a solid ground. It's a blessing to stand on a solid foundation. It's a blessing. And Yah is the Most High, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh Shai, or Yisrael, or whatever name you call him, that is a sure, solid foundation. The other stuff don't mean nothing. You know, you can get as much done on your body. You can get booty implants, breast implants, nail implants, anything you want to take. It's still, there's no fulfillment in your life until you meet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's just no fulfillment. There's just none. No, you can't. You can live in the biggest house in the world and have servants and mansions and all kind of stuff, but until you meet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there's no fulfillment. There has to be an inner fulfillment. There has to be an inner peace. People find it through, they try to find it in drugs. They try to find it in sex. They try to find it in stuff. But it's only in Christ or in the Messiah is where your solid foundation is. That's the only way you're going to find it. And it's just a peace. We just live every day. We don't float. We don't deal with witchcraft. We don't have no crazy stuff going on. We just live the life that he told us to live, and we follow his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. That's what we do. And it's just a simple thing. It don't take a whole lot. It's just simple. Just do what you're told. It's simple. Not what you want to do, but do what you're told. And you watch him do the things that he needs to do in your life. You know, so that's the biggest thing. You know, even through all of this, you just do what you're told. So, you know, I just want to put that out there to the world because the world is listening. You know, we've been on here since March 1st of 2013. It's a long time. Somebody's listening. You know, it's a peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, we don't try to force, I'm talking about the nation of Yehuda, we don't force ourselves on anyone. We don't try to make a name for ourselves. We're not out there trying to be heard or be seen. We just do what we've always done. We do what he's called us to do. You know, so it's just a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And then before you know it, 1 year done passed, 2 years done passed, 10 years done passed, 13 years done passed. I mean, we've just been doing it for a long time and just keep on doing it. People have come and gone. They've come in. They've not stayed. They've gone elsewhere. Some people have stayed the duration of the time. We just keep doing what we're doing. You know? But I will say this, you know, that we are getting prepared for a Passover. We're getting ready to get prepared for the Passover of all Passovers because we do believe and we know for a surety that one day is going to be our last day in this land because he said he was going to deliver. Now, that's what we believe. And we want to have a national Passover. So I'm just putting this out here for now so that you guys will know because we're going to keep talking about it. It's going to be virtual. Have it in your homes. You know, we want to be able to introduce this to everybody. You know, and this is a time, you know, when you invite your family members to come to eat with you. You know, explain to them what the Passover is. You know, all praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. We're going to have a national Passover. You know. Now, we're not saying that people international can't do it with us. You can definitely do it with us, but the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites that are in America, because of Genesis 15, 13, and 14, we have to go first because we served the 400 years. And that we're getting people ready from this land to do a national Passover in 2024. You know, not saying that we're leaving in 2024. We're not telling you that. We're not saying that. But we're saying we're getting our minds ready to understand what the Passover was, why it was being held, because that was their last night in the land of Egypt, that first exodus that they took. In order to be ready for that second exodus, that was their last night in the land of Egypt. And he told us to do this in remembrance of him forever. So this is what we're trying to get ready to do. And we're not twisting nobody's arms. We're not going to go out to the camps and invite in the camps to do this. We're inviting our family members, some of the people that, you know, some of our family members that are in church. We're inviting everybody to participate with us in the Passover. The reason why we're not going out to the camps is this, is because all of the camps calculate their days different. And because there's an issue, oh, this ain't right, or we don't do ours like that, or we keeping it this way, we're not doing that. We're going to come together for one time and as a collective group, and we're going to do something once together. Now, if you want to participate, you're more than welcome to participate with us. But if you have any isms or schisms, we're not forcing nobody. We're not doing all that. But we are getting our families together and geared up for the Passover, because this was what happened the night before they left Egypt. The Most High came through and passed over their houses. And he told us to do this in remembrance throughout our generation. You know, so we have to start doing those things that he has called us to do. We have to. You know, so I just wanted to be able to put that out there so you guys can get your family members. You know, just tell them, look, I'm having a Passover dinner. I want you to come to the house. You know, and we're going to give you the date around the 1st of January, the first week of January, because Passover is always in the first month of our year. So we will give you all of that information, but we are going to do Passover in our houses virtual over the Internet. Now, this is very, 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 very important, you know, because when we leave, that's the foundation for everybody else to be leaving, but we have to leave first. You know, we don't want to have to go into the whole 400-year teaching again, because we have that all over the Internet. But we have done our 400 years. This nation has validated that we have done our 400 years, and we have fulfilled Genesis 15, 13, and 14. And the last part of that prophecy is that we are coming out with great substance. Now, everybody don't believe that. Everybody don't believe that prophecy, and that's fine. We don't have no issue with that. We're not twisting nobody else's arms. We're not going to be angry with anyone because they don't believe what we believe, but we're moving forward because we believe what the Most High said. So all that's very important to us, to get ready, to get our minds ready, psychologically ready, and to do what he has called us to do. You know, so all of the people who are the members of the Yehuda Project, who have come through the Nation of Yehuda, who have studied with us, we're going to keep the Passover together. You know, because the same way we came in, we're supposed to go out the same way, and that's by boat, by ship. Only this time we're going to be on the front. We're going to be at the top of the ship. We're not going to be at the bottom. So we got to get ready to get up out of here. And we're watching prophecies fulfill themselves. Not that we're going to get into the prophecies, but we're watching prophecy fulfill itself, and we know that that's a sign from the Most High to let us know it's coming real soon. Coming real soon. So, I mean, you know, it's a blessing. It really truly is a blessing to get ready for that. Let's get ready, you guys. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to continue to believe the Most High. Because everybody, like I said, some people say we're going through Armageddon. Some people, we don't ascribe to that. We don't. And another thing, we don't have to run up out of here. We don't have to run up out of here. We really don't. I know there's a lot. There's this prophecy going around of where this woman had a dream, and she saw, you know, people coming to your door, sneaking you up out of here, telling you if you want to go, you can get ready to go, you know, or if you don't want to go, you're gonna stay here, and all this kind of stuff, and they're gonna give you some money, but it's gonna be on your way out, and nobody knows you're going. That's not how the Most High got it set up. They don't have it set up like that. And people are having conversations like, well, you know, it's for the ones that know the truth and the ones leaving. He said none would be left in these lands. None. So he don't have it set up like that. These are people that don't know the word. They don't know the prophecies. He does not have it set up like that. You know, some people say they're leaving early. That's fine. You have a choice to do that. We're not talking about you. We're talking about the ones who are waiting on the Most High. All these reparations, and they got to give us reparations and this and that and the other. The Most High said we will come out with great substance. When he says great, he means great. However he chooses to give it to us, when we leave, we're going to get it because he said we was going to get it. You know, and when he says it's time, that's when it's time. We're too grounded over here to be wishy-washy. We know too much in these scriptures to be fickle-minded, and we do not base our scriptures on our Christian background that we have walked on because we know the scriptures better. So I'm just wanting to put that out there. I don't play anybody else's videos on the radio. I try not to anyway that are Hebrew Israelites, because a lot of these people have just woke up and they are mixing Christianity with Hebrew Israelite belief of the scriptures, and you can tell by the things that come out of their mouth that they're not fully grown. They're still babies. Even though they're grown-ups talking, spiritually they're still babies. So I just wanted to put that out there. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. You do not have to run. I promise you that. You do not have to run. You do not have to do any of that. Just stand still and see the salvation of Yah. Because sometimes he puts you in a position where you have to, it makes it look like you're going to be in a whole bunch of trouble, but you're not. You know, sometimes he puts you in a situation where it looks like you can ready to be attacked, but he does that so he can get the glory. He does. He did it to the children of Israel. He told Moshe on purpose, take them around the way and leave them right there. And the way the children of Israel looked at it, all they saw was Pharaoh's army coming at them. They didn't see a way out. They didn't see a way in, and they began to murmur and complain, oh, they're going to kill us. You could have left us where we were. But the Most High did that to prove you, to see if you really believe in him the way you say you do. And he fixed it where they couldn't even get to him. They couldn't get to him. So we have to trust him. We have to trust him. And this is where we are now. So, you know, like I said, I don't know what groups you guys are with. Whoever's listening, you don't have to run. Please don't run. That really don't look good. Please don't run, because we serve the true and living Elohim. And when he gets ready, it's going to be done just like it was done the last time. They walked out. We were shipped in. We're gonna be shipped out. So have faith and just be patient. You know, just have faith and be patient. Trust him. It's hard to trust him. It really is hard. It's easy when everything's going right, but when everything ain't going right, it's hard. Cause you know what's so hard about it? Cause you want to be in control. We want to be in the loop. We want to have the memo. But he don't send you the memo on purpose, because he said faith is the substance of things hoped for. So he wants you to have a hope for it. He wants you to hope for it. He said, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So he don't put you in the memo. He don't include you in the loop on purpose, because you got to have enough faith to trust him. You got to have enough faith to trust him. That's what you got to do. You got to have enough faith to trust him. And then everything is going to be, and he's going to show you. Because his word ain't going to come back for him. He can't lie. That's one thing he can't do. He cannot lie. He won't lie. He cannot lie. So I just wanted to put that out there, because a lot of people have sent me different videos of different people talking about the second Exodus, and, oh, we getting ready to leave, and, oh, I can't wait until we get ready to go, and, oh, this is going to be this, and, oh, this is going to be that. But at the end of the day, the Most High is in control of it all. And guess what? Yehuda has to lead the way. So somebody has to have a grounded foundation. You got to be grounded, even in the midst of turmoil. Have to be. Somebody just sent me something here about how to leave and the second Exodus and stuff. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, they have all kind of stuff out here. All kind of stuff. How to leave in the second Exodus. Somebody tell me how to leave in the second Exodus. We already know how we leave, and we're leaving by ship. And when the Most High gets ready, he's going to deliver us. He's going to deliver. You know, all this stuff, boats docking for the exit, it's all kind of stuff going on. I mean, all kind of stuff. Woo! Day of return. Oh, my gosh. Please click the link below to access resources to help you prepare for the second exodus. Below, you will find routes to the ports for various midpoint locations, info on bus rentals, and more. Really, y'all? Really? Wait a minute, hold on. Cruise ship ports, Yah will be directing us. Choose one of 26 listed ports closest to you. Short-term rental options. Yah said to move closer to the ports if possible. This list has options for you to explore. So they're even putting stuff out on the internet for you to uproot your life. Now listen to this now. For you to uproot your life and leave your job, your houses, everything, and go move to a place closer to the port. List the hotels near various ports. List the various 15-passenger van companies throughout the United States. Emergency bag content list. Map of black-owned, listen to this, maps of black-owned campgrounds and farms. The goal is to get as close to the port as possible with the transportation you currently have. Yah's helpers will gather you from the midpoint you're able to make it to and take you the rest of the way. Click here to complete transportation request form. So wait a minute. So you are supposed to leave your job. I just want to make sure I get this right. You are supposed to leave your job right now and go and live where and how you're supposed to pay for where you're supposed to live from here on out. These false prophets do this all the time. And like I said, I didn't even see that. I didn't even see that. That's the first time I pulled that up. These false prophets do this all the time. And they work on people's fear, and they work on what's going on in the news, and they have everybody running. They're out there to get your money so that you can be in a state of panic. But the Most High said one thing. He said, I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You're going to have to think past all this stuff and stand on his word. Stand on his word. They got a picture of a cruise ship on the front. A little bitty square picture of a cruise ship. All of this is false prophecy. This is false prophecy. These are false prophets. It's incredible. It's incredible. The things that are going on in the news. It's incredible, y'all. Well, like I said, everybody going to have a chance to be able to do what they need to do, and you're going to have to figure it out for yourself. If that's what you want to do, that's all I can tell you to do. If that's what you want to do, you do what you have to do. That's all I can say. This is false prophecy. And go where? And where are you supposed to go at this point? I mean, for real, really, where are you going? They see this stuff on the news, and everybody goes running. They see this stuff on the news, all the wars and stuff on the news, and instead of them sitting still, everybody wants to be the next Moses. Everybody wants to be the next prophet. Everybody wants to be out in the limelight. Do not follow behind these people. Stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. Stay in prayer, and the Most High will lead and direct you as to where you're supposed to go. And anybody have a question or want to say something behind that, please feel free to push one. I will be more than happy to answer any question, any concern of any kind. This is fear-mongering. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, the one thing I want to say, Sister Diane, is I thank the Most High for opening my eyes to the Yehuda Project when he did, because we could have been one of people following them other groups doing all this other stuff. Thank you for teaching the way that you do. You know, I really appreciate it, because there is a lot of that stuff going on right now. I've seen some real crazy stuff. I just don't blame it. Bring it up in the class. I see some real crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, you know, you're looking at all this stuff, and it's like this is the same person that was having a so-called second Exodus conference that they canceled, and now all of a sudden the day of return. Where are we returning to? Because we're going back to the land of Canaan. So where you think you're going? But again, you got people that are not completely 100% learned, and they're still spiritual babies coming out of the church. This is men and women, and they're following behind these so-called prophets of the church that's now found a way to cash in on this stuff, and they're following behind these same spirits. These are the same spirits that was in the church when we was in there, and they found a niche. They found a whole new niche now. The second Exodus. Now they're calling it the day of return. What are we returning to?
That really is crazy.
It says short-term rental options. Now listen to this. Y'all said to move in closer to the porch if possible. This list provides options for you to explore. So you're supposed to quit your job and leave your surroundings and move. Where? How? And we got thousands and upon tens and thousands upon immigrants that are coming into this land that have nowhere to live. But the Israelites are supposed to quit their jobs and move. I mean, you know what? It floors me. But you know what? I have more confidence in our people than that. I know our people know better than that. I know they do. I really hope that nobody is falling for this. I really, really hope that nobody is quitting, they're leaving, uprooting, leaving where you are right now to follow this. I really do hope that this is not what's going on.
It's something else, Yanga. It's something else.
List of hotels near various ports. Look at this. Look at all this. And you know what? You can tell that it's just thrown together. Please find the hotel closest to some of the ports, as we know that many of Yah's children will begin moving closer as time nears for us to return home. These are other options, but we try to keep this list affordable and the locations convenient, especially for those who will be hundreds of miles and states away from their home. This list contains hotels with free cancellation that are wheelchair accessible and will have free Wi-Fi and have air conditioning and heating. I hope so. It's incredible. Look, y'all, I hate to pour rank, but I am. This is the nation of Yehuda. This is the royal house of King David. We speaking to you right now. Let me tell you this. Those are false prophets. Stop listening to them. When the Most High gets ready to make this known, it is going to be happening for everybody to know. There is so many people popping up out of nowhere telling you to do this, to do. That all you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. You ain't got to run. Don't quit your job. They do this every time something happens. And I can pull up video after video after video of people when I first came into this movement, of people who believed some of these groups, sold everything they had and moved over to different countries. They were in Jordan. They were in Yemen. They were all over the place. And the turmoil and the inconvenience that they had to go through, they could get an apartment, and every 6 months they would have to leave and get their passport renewed because it wasn't time. It wasn't time. List of 15 various passenger van rentals. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody help me. It's just too much. It's too much. It's too much.
They saying folks are doing good now.
Go ahead, Brother Urash. I'm Brother Urash Shalom. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. I was just saying they telling people to leave now. That's what they saying?
No, they're telling people to move closer. Yeah, so that they'll be ready. They said this is what you have to have in your emergency bag. Tactical bag or hiking bag. You'll need a water bladder, dry bag, organized pouch, camping blankets and sleeping blankets, camping pillows and small pillows, tents and tarps, pocket knife, a machete or a hatchet, pocket knife sharpener. You're going to need a compass, an unscented insect repellent, magnesium fire starter, tactical fire flashlight, thermal hand warmers, unscented detergent sheets or soap, dish soap, your medicines. You're going to need eye wash, artificial tears, eye drops, hydrocortisone cream, antibiotic cream, ointment, first aid kit, personal medications, tweezers, and pads for women.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say on that one. You know, when the children of Israel left Egypt, he said there was not a feeble one with them.
Not a feeble one. Not
so
a feeble one.
He's going to need all that stuff.
Not a feeble one. It's a shame, Brother Urash Shalom. Hold on, let me add area code 276. Your mic is open. You're on the air. You know, it says if you have an RV or will to camp out for a short while before Yah gathers us all, this map has safe areas that you may want to check out. The goal is to get as close to the port as possible with transportation you currently have. Yah's helpers will gather you from the midpoints you're able to make it to and take you the rest of the way. It says for more information on becoming a helper for Yah on this journey, or if you would like to donate funds to help provide transportation for families, please click here to email Sister Regina. All I can say is I hope that the people that are on this line know better. I hope you know better. I hope that all of the teachings and the prophecies and the information that you have learned about the Elohim of Israel and the way he operates and what the scripture says he's going to do, that you don't fall for this. I really do hope that you don't fall for this. The same way that he did it the first time, he's going to do it the second time. The same way that he did it the first time, he's going to do it the second time. He's going to have someone of our nation to go and negotiate this thing with the powers that be. The same way he did it the first time, he's going to do it the second time. This is not going to be a grab and run situation. You do not have to leave your jobs and move you and lose your houses and quit your jobs and uproot your children and put and live in camps and hiking and up in the woods waiting for y'all to come and get you. You do not have to do that. Stay where you are and stand still and see the salvation of the Elohim of Israel. And that's all I can say. That is all I can say. Area code 276, your mic is open. You're on the air. That's all I can say on the matter. That's all I can say. All I can say. That's all I can say.
I'm sorry. This is 276. I apologize. I thought I was on my phone.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You're on the air.
What I want to say is that in this house, we follow the Most High. And he gives the Spirit instructions to give to us. And we, in turn, also read the Bible. So we ain't going nowhere until he says, let's go. And second thing is, it sounds like they're trying to get a daggone military division up. All that campus stuff that they're talking about. Yeah, the only thing that they don't have is rifles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really crazy. Don't, like Yaina was saying, y'all, don't follow those people. Follow the Most High. Follow the Spirit. Read what he says. Read how they left in Exodus. It will give you the clue right there. See, Yaina is absolutely right. I believe it 100%. He says he does not change. And I believe if he did it like that the first time, he will do it like that the second time, but except greater.
It's so scary. You know what? Because our people are so fickle-minded. It is so scary. Our people are so fickle-minded. They follow behind anything they see on TV, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, anything they see, they follow behind. And this is too serious of a thing to let somebody lead you down a bunny trail. This is too serious. This is one of the greatest movements that will ever happen in the history of man. And do you think that you're going to have to be up in the woods somewhere camping waiting to be delivered? Don't leave your job. You stay on your job and you take care of your family. And when the time comes and he says it's time, he will initiate the person that will be mature enough and spiritually mature enough to go before the nation. You do not have to run. You do not have to move closer. We got all these immigrants coming to this country, and they housing them in hotels and all kind of stuff, and you getting ready to uproot your family, your children, and your family? No, y'all don't operate like that.
You just won't lose your house if you leave it.
They will lose and your job. And how you supposed to eat?
There
they
do
they crazy. I had a lady call me this week and woke me up out of my sleep. Yaina, I mean, on the Sabbath day, I need your help. I'm like, what is it? We got a sister stranded, and I'm like, why? Why is she stranded? You guys need to stop running around on a whim. I told her, call one of them brothers that can help. I can't help her. You're going to have to call one of the men to help. I can't do it. These people are good for picking up raggedy cars, no money, hit the road, just on a whim. Sit still.
He said to be still. He said to be still and watch him work. But the patience, our people don't have patience. We really don't. That's one of the things that is just so annoying. You know, it's really annoying because it's like, wait on him. He tells you that. Wait on him. I don't care if it takes 500 years. Wait on him. You may not see it. Still, wait on him. Because you're doing what he says. You are doing what he says. You are being obedient. But if you're going to go ahead on, you're going to do stuff on your own, you're just going to go ahead on and just rise up and go on out there on your own, then, hey, whatever happens to you, that's on you.
If you are killed, yep. your blood is born your own head.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Yes,
so y'all better wake up. You better wake up and
incredible.
Listen to reason.
It's incredible. I'm telling you. This is the same little lady, and I sent her an email. This is the same little lady that was trying to get a second Exodus conference together that didn't pan out. These are the same people. And one thing you got to realize is the devil over here too. And he's doing everything in his power to try to divert Israel from doing what Israel is supposed to do. So just like we had to do it in the first Exodus, sit still.
You know, the devil says he wants to be like the Most High. So that does not surprise me. Everything that the Most High does, he want to do. That's all there is to it. But the thing is,
same
it
lady,
don't work
brother,
because...
Brother William, the same little lady that had a whole notebook, like she was sitting there, like the Most High was coming into her bedroom, dictating prophecies to her, and she was writing them down in the notebook. The same lady. And they just changed tactics.
She ain't reading the word. That's all there is to it. And also the other books that are out there. You getting something from a spirit, may not be from the Most High. Might be from the other side.
You know, it is if you're moving out of turn, because one thing he does is he does things decent and in order. How you gonna get
mm-hmm.
the fortunes set up when there's been no negotiation from the nation? How are you going to do that? Because you can leave the country. As long as you got a passport, you can leave the country and you can go live in a whole other country, but that's not the second Exodus. That's not that.
You're right about that.
This is a one-way trip, never to return. It's not going to be no returning.
Mm-mm. If you go to another country, you'd be lucky if you get 30 days.
Yeah, but you can't tell people that. Because they're going to follow behind this lady and whoever else is instigating this stuff, and they're going to pay money out the wazoo, and then they're going to be standing around looking mad at the Israelites. I'm not an Israelite no more. I'm not a Hebrew Israelite no more, because you took yourself into a situation because you believe somebody and you don't know the word. You have to sit down and learn and be taught Yah's word. And then they get mad at the whole Hebrew Israelite movement. I'm not an Israelite no more. Like Sister Yasanti, I said, you can't stop being an Israelite. That's a bloodline. But they get mad because you walked yourself into something that you weren't supposed to be in the first place.
Yep.
And drugs.
Lack of
children.
Lack of knowledge.
That's what I told them.
I knew you did.
You got to help me. I said, well, where is she? She's stranded. Well, why is she stranded? This is the Sabbath day. No.
You
we
did like this.
Start being more spiritually mature. They're not spiritually mature. Mm-mm. It's crazy stuff. I've seen so much crazy stuff. It's just unreal the things that people do just to be, and they sit there and they build this, they set themselves up for the fall. Yeah, that sounds good. Ooh, we got ports and they got hotels. This got to be real. They got van services and ports and hotels for us to stay in. And one time that they've gone to the UN, there's no information about nothing that they have set up with the UN. They don't even know what country is supposed to come and get us. That's in the scriptures. They don't know what country the boats are supposed to be coming from. Nothing.
Maddening.
Crazy.
Y'all better be listening to what Yain is saying.
Hey, crazy.
Well, I do. I'm not paying into it.
Crazy.
But I'll tell you one thing. Stick with the Most High. Follow his spirit. Because if Yaina starts saying some crazy stuff that I don't like, what should I say my spirit doesn't like? Guess what? I'm not following her.
Mm-mm. Now, you know that's true. That's right.
I'm following the Most High.
Follow Yah, always. Don't even, I'm telling them all the time, don't even listen to me. You know what? I follow me and follow Christ, and we follow each other as we follow his word. Everybody should have to make sure they're in that word. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow me. Make sure you are rooted and grounded in his word.
So these activities are going to be increasing more and more, because he said that even some of the very elect will possibly fall. So
just coming up with all kind of stuff. One lady said it was going to be secret spirit that was going to come in. Let me play it. Hold on. I'm not going to play no names. Y'all got to hear this. Hold on a minute. I got to. Hold on. Let me put her up here. Hold on. Okay, here we go. I think this is it. Here we go.
All right, so listen to this, fam. I don't know what to make of it, but I just thought it was interesting to share with the community, right? I just wanted to share it. So here we go.
Y'all better pay attention to what this lady says.
To hear. Stop what I'm about to say. Obviously, my words are stammering because somebody doesn't want me to tell what's great happened, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Don't follow that account if you don't know it.
Earlier this month, that whole, the alarm went off. Remember that? People thought that it was going to be like, just the end of the world. It technically is for specific people. Remember, I said this in my video. If you did not see it, please go back and watch it. But in all seriousness, what is transpiring now was supposed to happen last year. This is a planned situation, and it is literally to not put people in fear. Here's why. And I've been wanting to say this for a long time, but I had to really bite my tongue because of the simple fact of how sensitive this situation is and how sensitive people are. And they can't understand, they can't really wrap their brain around what is actually happening and what I'm about to tell you. So when it comes down to this situation, this is called Operation All Abroad. Listen to me. It's called Operation All Abroad.
So it's called, the second Exodus is called Operation All Abroad. Watch.
Do not ask me how I know. I said something about it last year. I hinted it last year. But, yeah. So this plan, this idea, is to get everyone to safety, to get all the people who are not citizens out of this prison that we call USA. And this happens in increments. It's not going to happen all at once. They were planning on doing this all in one shot, but it was not going to be beneficial. It was not going to be able to help Americans at all. The plan was going to fall through, which is why they prolonged it for another year. And they kind of changed the date for a specific reason. Operation All Abroad starts off with an alarm onto your phone. It goes to everyone's phone. People thought it was going to be as seriously as loud as noise or what have you, going to last, so forth and so on. Now,
you're going to get an alarm on your phone. Now, this y'all now, Operation All Abroad, and you're going to get an alarm on your phone. This is the Most High. Why? Here we go.
I said that it was going to last for like 30 minutes on, even after that the alarm was making the sound. It's going to continue to go on for however long they choose it for it to go on. There's another part of this plan that pretty much provides Americans assistance to get out of this country. There's going to be messengers coming to people's homes, giving you the opportunity to pack your belongings, to take it with you, everything, and leave this country. How many messengers you may ask, that's the number I can't put on.
So the Most High going to send messengers to your house, and tell you to pack up your stuff. This is the crazy stuff I'm telling you. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Give you a few more minutes. Hold on.
I can't even tell you. But the messengers, each and every one of them will come to a person's home, come to your job, come to wherever you commute at, and provide you this information of what is going to transpire with the U.S. corporation. These messengers give you the option to leave. They are telling you what is happening, and there's an option of whether you want to leave the United States or not. Whether you choose to stay or not, that does not matter. What's going to happen afterwards, you should think about. After the messengers has reached enough people out there, pretty much everybody, which will be 4 million people in the USA, after everyone received that message, after everyone has gotten the option of whether they want to leave the United States or not, mind you have a choice of where you want to go.
So you get to choose where you're going. Now, I'm going to stop it right there. Now, the thing is that these people that are listening to her are trying to match this up with the second Exodus.
Wow.
It's incredible. Men and women, it is utterly incredible that these people are, all you can say is, wow. Hold on. Eric code 717. Your mic is open. You on the air. You got to put something on mute. Your feedback. You got feedback. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay. Eric code 504. Your mic is open. You on the air.
Yes. I agree with what you're saying. And I just wanted to let you know that it was a lady, I think her name is Carrie Ann Giddens. She gets visions or whatever. She came on and said that it was a lady in her vision. She said her name was what you had said, Regina or whatever. That she said, I'm not sure, Roseanne, Regina. And she said, I've seen this lady before because I think she had sent her invitation to a meeting, but she didn't go. She said, but in her vision, what she did see, she said this lady had invited her to a meeting. She said she went in the vision. She said it was a big room, like a big, beautiful office, and she said this Regina was sitting behind this table, a desk, and the two people in the room, a male and female, standing with their hands behind their backs like soldiers. She said, so she went, the chair wasn't directly in front of Regina, but kind of to the side. So she said when she sat down, she was telling her about the second Exodus. She said she agreed with, yes, it's going to be a second Exodus, blah, 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 blah. She agreed on some of the stuff. She said, then Regina asked the lady, bring me the map. She brought a map to her. She said she opened it out on her desk. She said, and it was like a gloss finish. She said it was a picture of Africa. And she said that she was pointing to it. And she said, well, let me see the map, because she was sitting to the side. She told her, no, you can't touch it. I'm the only one that has the power to touch the map or something like that. And she said, and then she told her, see, when we go on the second Exodus, I'm going to send some of the African, the Hebrew Israelites. She was pointing all over the map of Africa to all those different places where she was going to send the different Hebrew Israelites that board those ships that you was talking about. So the lady that had the vision said, she disagreed with her. She said, no, that's not where we're going. She said, the Most High, you're not going to gather us. She said, the Most High is going to gather us. And she said, and she that was her vision, and she was telling the people the same thing that you were saying. Don't follow this lady. She said, I don't know her website. She said, because this was in a vision. I just saw her face, and I know her first name was Regina, and she's making arrangements for y'all to whatever, get near the shoreline so y'all can board these ships. She was saying the same thing. Please do not follow this lady, she said, because in my vision, she said, she's going to get y'all killed. Because if y'all do follow her and she got some ships or whatever to get you over there, she said, the Hamites and all those different places, she said, why would you want, like you were saying, why would you want to go up with your family and get on, if she do have a ship, to get over there? And that is not, like she was saying, that's not scripture. The scripture says the Most High is going to gather all his people from the four corners, even to the outermost parts of earth. So how is she going to gather this other lady, Regina? How can she, telling people everybody ain't coming or something. But anyway, I know Carrie Ann gave the vision, and she was encouraging people, please do not follow this lady. She said, y'all may know her website, she said, but she didn't know the website, because she said she would go on the website and let the lady know that she's not being true, that she's spreading lies. So I just wanted to share that. So it did resonate with what you were saying also.
And guess what? And we can't follow her either, because she's not talking right either. Even though she had that vision, she's not talking right either, because she's telling everybody that you're going to get a visit at your house and they're going to give you some money for you to leave. And all of that, that's not the Most High. None of that's y'all. When we leave, we're going to leave the same way we came. We're not going to sneak out. We're not going to run out. Ain't nobody going to sneak up to you and say, here, I got this money for you. If you leave, you can go now. The Most High is going to organize it, and it's going to be structured the way he's going to structure it. It ain't going to be where you have a choice, where you can leave if you want to, or you can stay. No, that's not how. She's false prophet, too. All these dreams and visions, the Most High is going to send someone to the nation and to our government and negotiate this the same way he did it the first time. It's going to be somebody he's going to send just like he did it the first time. All these spiritual gurus and wukus and wusas coming out of the woodwork. Trust in his word. That's all I can tell you to do. Don't follow her either. All of them is quacks coming out of nowhere. I can't tell you where I got this from. Why not? If the Most High, if it's supposed to be the second Exodus, it's no secret. The government know we leaving. We have pulled up video clips where the government has said in Congress, we know what y'all want. We know you ready to leave. This is not nothing new. We've been doing this for a long time, and since 2019, before 2019, but ever since we fulfilled the 400-year prophecy, they know what the scripture says. We don't have to sneak nowhere. And all these so-called spiritual people, all these spiritual prophets coming out the woodwork with all these visions and dreams, you better trust in Yah's word. And they don't know the word. Because she didn't specifically say Hebrew Israelites. The other lady, talking about 400,000, not 4 million, 400,000. All these people are trying to find a solution outside of what Yah's word says. And this is for Israel. He's coming to get the 12 tribes of Israel. Not the 12 tribes, but the southern part of Yehuda that's in America. We have to go first. And that's just it. Don't follow her either. Trust in his word. Now, some people going to do that anyway. They're not going to listen to us. Some people going to run down there following behind them and spending money, and that's you. If you want to buy the dream, because they selling you a dream. If you want to buy the dream, buy the dream. But I'm going to stand on his word. I'm going to stick with his word. Nobody's going to sneak out of here or pass anybody else. It's not going to be a choice. He said none would be left in those lands. It ain't going to be not, well, if you want to go, you can go. If you don't want to go, you want. No. No. So all of that's false prophecy. All of it is. People got to stop doing this, and you got to get people. Man, it's so much stuff coming at Israel that it ain't even funny. Not on top of some of these other organizations and camps that's teaching crazy stuff. You better know his words. All I can say, you better know his word. That's all I can say, because this is some crazy stuff out here. You be done sold up everything and be living on the streets, listening to them. They going to come on your job, and they going to offer you some money on your job, and, you know, you're going to have to pack up and leave, and you can take everything. There ain't no way you're going to take everything with you. You're going to leave your stuff, just like they left it in Egypt. Ain't going to be no boats to ship no cars and furniture nowhere. But it's because they don't know the scriptures. It's because they don't know the prophecy that they're coming out of the woodwork with all this stuff. These are the same people that came out of church that didn't read no scriptures, didn't know no scriptures, don't know the outline of the story and how it goes, and all they're trying to do is create sensationalism for everybody to be like, ooh, they so deep. Ooh, they know. No. So, but it's on you. You can believe whatever you want to. And I'm talking about whoever that's listening, that's falling for that message. That's what you want to believe. That's on you. We're not going to teach it. Well, I'm just letting you know. This is not working over here. No. And I came at that little lady one time, and I left a message on her YouTube clip, and she told me, you stay out of this and leave us alone. Those are false prophets. Those are false prophets. And they have been designed to lead you astray. Everybody want to believe it. Those are false prophets. And one prophet is going against another prophet. Don't believe her. And don't go to, and I've had a vision, and I've seen her at this desk. And okay, well, what you doing in there? What you doing in the vision? Because you just said some of the same stuff. You just worded it different. No. It's going to be well known for everybody to see. Those are false prophets. Hold on. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 717.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I am so sorry. I don't know why it keeps doing that, but I haven't. This is the second time you've, like, said that my mic is open. I haven't pressed it at all. I am so very sorry, Susanna.
No problem at all whatsoever. No problem. But it is so important that you guys pay attention, because we got new people waking up every day, and they're babies, and they're getting to know y'all, and all they need is these wolves to come along with all this extra stuff. Nope. So we're not going on. We're just not going forward. We are just not going forward. I am so sorry. I mean, like I said, I can't tell you what to do. And I'm not talking about one person in particular. I'm speaking out to the audience. I can't tell you what to do or what route to choose. If you choose to follow after the false prophets, just be able to accept what's coming next. Believe that. No. These are spirits that have crept in unaware. They're creeping in. They are. Yeah, let me pull that spirit up. It ain't nothing same. It says these are certain men, for there are certain men that have crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our Elohim into lasciviousness, and denying the only true Elohim and our Elohim, Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. These people are wicked. Now, you can believe it if you want to. You don't have to take my word for it. Try it and see. Quit your job and go running behind them if you want to. No, you. Craziest stuff I have ever seen in my whole life. Brother, area code 337, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was saying false prophet Kiss.
Yeah, they false prophets. Absolutely, all day. Telling people what to do and where to run and what ports to leave out of and quit your job and move closer to where the port's going to be, so that when y'all comes and gets, how you supposed to eat? You supposed to kill animals in the woods? How you supposed to survive? Shh, people crazy. They crazy.
Did you hear about?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Leonard. I didn't mean to cut you off. What'd you say?
Did you hear about the Project 2025?
I have not. I don't even know it's so much stuff going on. I don't know. What is Project 2025?
Bring it up. It's doozy.
Crazy stuff. Project 2025. What in the world? Project is the reshape of the executive branch of the United States federal government in the event of a Republican victory in 2024. They plan to reshape the U.S. federal government to support the agenda of a second Trump term. I can believe that. I can believe that. I can. Project 2025. Yes. Oh, they getting ready. They are getting ready. Do you hear me? They getting ready. Yes, indeed. Everybody running. Please. Not the God I serve. We don't have to run. Because they want us out anyway. All you got to do is stand. When the time comes, whoever he needs to send to that government, they're going to negotiate it, and we're going to walk up out of here. You don't have to run. Mm-mm. So, I mean, I don't know who everybody else serves. I ain't trying to figure it out. Like I said last week, I'm done with all of that. I'm just letting you know, trust in Yah. Stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. And don't run after every whim and every prophet that pop up out of nowhere with a strategy or an exit strategy. The Most High going to lay it plain. He's always been that way. It's going to be plain and simple and laid out the way you're supposed to be. None of that. So, on that note, guess what? It's time for us to end our show. I hope that you guys have gotten something out of the show. I hope everybody has enjoyed themselves and that you have, did what you had to do. And we've done what we had to say. We've done what we had to do and say what we needed to say about this whole movement now. You know, everybody on the team now, when we were doing the second Exodus, didn't nobody believe us. Everybody buffed us every which way they could until they signed the bill and the 400 years came into law. Now all of a sudden we're getting ready for the second Exodus, and here come all the people out the woodwork. Man, listen, you better stand on his word and trust the Most High and get into prayer. That's all I have to say. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.